Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the creators of the greatest podcast in the history of the universe. A podcast so important and life-changing, it has literally stopped wars, improved the global economy, and fixed the problem of climate change. A podcast so instructive that listening to it is a requirement in every seminary around the globe and most Ivy League schools. A podcast so revolutionary that it was instrumental in ending terrorism throughout the world through the Christian conversion of every leader and every member of ISIS, Boko Haram, and Hezbollah. Welcome, Chad Graham, Steve Bastion, and Al Deschenaux, better known as Carnivore Theology.
Thank you, thank you.
What happened?
You fell asleep in this coffee shop. You sat down. We went and got ourselves some drinks, and we come back, and you're just laying there, drooling on the table.
Okay, you guys, I'm going to tell you about what I dreamed. It's going to be amazing.
Welcome to Carnivore Theology, a podcast that answers questions about the Christian faith to help you grow from milk to meat into wise, skilled, world-changing followers of Jesus Christ. With theologian and pastor Chad Graham, author and pastor Al Deschenaux, and me, your host, Steve Bastion. Today, we talk about Season 1 of Carnivore Theology and look ahead to Season 2.
What was in the coffee you had, Al?
Did you buy that coffee from a street vendor of some
this
sort?
This is why you don't give me decaf. That's why.
You know, it's pretty awesome, though, that we have been doing the podcast for a year, and we're at the stage where we're looking at next year. I kind of want to ask. It's mind blowing. The one thing that I've noticed has changed the most is Chad is starting to look his age.
He is, finally.
He's starting to look as old as us.
It probably has something to do with the fact that he's finally growing a beard after immense peer pressure.
What? And this is just 6 months of growth. I think it's looking really good.
Starting to look like a preteen. That's pretty good.
Yay, Chad!
With great friends like these, as the saying goes.
Hey, I want to ask you guys, what has been one of the highlights of this last season, the first year of Carnivore Theology? What has been a highlight for each of you? Chad, do you want to go first?
Yeah, for me, the biggest highlight was the episode that Al didn't show up for. Yeah. I think that went really well.
No, I think you did too. I know, I was having just a fine time while you were doing that.
All right, a real highlight. I was thinking about this, and I was kind of looking over some of our past episodes, and I was thinking, you know, to my mind, the funnest highlights for me have been our successful sketches, because they've been so much fun. And I was thinking in particular of the heaven Pets in Heaven one.
And
I just, the amount of feedback I got on that, the amount my kids love that and still talk about it.
Steve.
What?
Steve.
Hello? Yes, who's that? What's going on?
I have good news and bad news, Steve. The bad news is that you've died. The good news is that you're in heaven.
I died?
Yes, Steve. Well done, my good and faithful servant. I actually needed you to come to heaven because I need your help.
You need my help, Lord?
Yes, I've been taking some of my faithful servants a little earlier than usual because I've got a bit of a problem.
How many times did your kids ask to listen to that? My kids are at least at a dozen at this point.
Oh, a dozen? No. We're talking like, probably 300-400 times. Like, we've listened to this. Every time we get in the van for like 6 months, it was, can we listen to the Steve? And they put on the big voice. Again and again and again. And they're hilarious. They have all the lines memorized, and sometimes they'll just talk to one another in the back seat.
I kind of wanted your kids to reenact one of our sketches when I was visiting you guys this summer, but awesome. I think they were a little more scared of me. It was like, here he is in real life.
Careful! Don't leave him behind! Careful! He gets lost so easily.
Well, that's why your daughter made sure I was with you guys and sat me down at the right tables and stuff. Okay.
Gets lost so easily.
That's awesome. What about you, Al? What's been a highlight for you?
When I look at the actual episodes, I think I say the same thing. The skits are awesome, but not just because they're funny and clever, but also because they tie so well into what we're talking about and it makes them memorable. But I can't find a single episode that I would find to be the best one, because I listen to them all, because I'm the guy that edits it. I listen to them all two or three times, and I listen to them in the car, and they just get better and better. I'm really pleased with how they turn out. If I look back on the year and I have to think of my highlights personally, it's easy. Building friendships with you guys. So building friendships has been definitely the best part of it. Second being that I get a chance to prepare and talk candidly about contemporary issues from a biblical point of view. I love doing that. I love learning what you guys think about that stuff. And then knowing through the fact that we have a podcast and a listenership, that there are people out there that are just as passionate as we are that want to know this stuff and want to talk about this stuff. That makes it really encouraging, because it's easy to start feeling alone, like the whole world's against you when you read so much bad news, and you realize there are people out there that are listening and just they love that we can think biblically and they want to know more and they want to think theologically about this stuff.
I think in a sense we've kind of struck a chord that way, because there's been this idea that there is like biblical truth, doctrine, theology stuff, and then there's like practical advice for real day life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people have gotten very frustrated with the like 6 steps to being a better father, 5 steps to being a better parent. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it just doesn't have any authority behind it, and they're going through real issues in life. And they got sick and tired of people saying, here's this airy-fairy doctrinal concept. Okay, good, enjoy!
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's okay. It's part of your progressive sanctification. Have a good day.
Yeah, exactly. And what? I think what's been fun for me in that sense is that we have been able to take stuff that's actually pretty substantive, but put it into a funny skit and put it into a real answer to people's real questions. And that's where I think people have gotten back to me just saying, like, yeah, this is, you're thinking about these in a lot more biblical way. I feel kind of confident in that.
What you're saying there, Chad, is exactly kind of what I enjoy about it. You know, one of my roles in this is I get to pick the topics of which weeks. And, you know, there's some discussion, of course, but that's one of my main roles is that I kind of get to ask these questions upon you guys. And it's been really great when I've had people ask me questions or in my, you know, men's group that I get together with where a topic comes up. And then I can bring it to you guys and get people that have studied the Word and studied historical theology and be able to respond to these things. And it's really improved the knowledge for myself. I've found myself in discussions with people bringing new knowledge that I didn't have before. And at the same time, with these topics, it's forcing me to read my Bible. It's forcing me to read articles to be prepared so I don't sound like a complete idiot.
But you know what? That's part of the most encouraging thing about these kind of discussions is that you walk away and you think, the Bible really does talk about that stuff. The Bible really does address, you know, not just issues from 2,000 years ago or theological issues or how to get saved or the cross or whatever. We're talking like day-to-day family issues, day-to-day issues that we see in politics, what we're supposed to do in relationships, how we're supposed to get over hurts, like real things we do every day. You know, someone erects a statue of Satan, you know, and it's downtown, and people are there worshiping it and singing songs around it. Does the Bible have anything to say about that, how I should react? And you know what? We can actually go look at this. It's immensely practical.
One of the things that I don't think people realize very much is how much time Al puts into the editing of these episodes. We probably talk way too much and say too many things that don't work well, or we stutter, and my you knows, and Chad's ums and ahs, and all those things. Al puts a ton of time in, and this podcast wouldn't exist without Al's enthusiasm, passion, and extreme dedication.
It's like totally like awesome, like that we don't like have a lot of like word whiskers, like, because that would be annoying.
You're mean.
So like,
which is why sometimes Chad sounds like a robot. I must. And you, Bible, the.
Yes.
No, actually, it truly is amazing. For a lot of years, I edited the sermons that we did at our church. to prepare them for being online, and that was fairly minor. And I put hours into that every week, and so, of course, every time anybody listens to our post-production podcast, the first comment we get is, who edits those for you? That's great. So I always take credit, of course. And no, but it truly is. It's a pretty amazing feat, and basically we put these up, and typically you get them out by dinner time, so that's pretty awesome.
Well, you know what? I'm so passionate about carnivore theology, about this podcast, and about getting it out and doing it well. I think that's one of the things that we've been consistent is making sure that we are doing this well. Our partners that we work with are good partners. Our topics are good, helpful topics, and that we're trying to have not only excellence but also humor and done well. So you guys really inspire me, and the listeners inspire me to make sure that we do this as well as possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to do it. Yeah, it takes some hours, and that's on top of all the stuff that I do during my regular day-to-day. But you know what? My wife is supportive, my family is supportive, and you guys are supportive. So it's awesome. It's really, really awesome, and I appreciate the privilege of doing it.
Thanks, Al.
Well, we're glad you find that a privilege, because it's a lot of like work.
So what has been one of the toughest things doing this podcast? Air out the laundry. I mean, for me, it's putting up with Al.
Yeah, fair enough.
I take that back. I really do.
I still remember the episode where I stopped for a second so that you guys could respond, and you're just like doe-eyed staring into the camera like, what do we do now? He stopped. He doesn't do that, you know? I won't do that anymore, I promise.
Just give us warning if you're going to stop suddenly.
The Al train has left the station. Get on. You know, that's right. Actually, you know what? The only challenge for me, I love doing it, and as I said, the only challenge has come from folks that don't see this, what we're doing, as a ministry, but as either a hobby or an exercise in pride, as though we're doing it or I'm doing it to hear our own voice, or so I hear my own voice, or so I grow my own influence.
Well, that's why I do it.
It kind of bugs me, because partially because I've really had to fight about that for my whole life, this idea of pride. I got to really work hard to point people to Jesus, make sure it's all about Jesus. So do I want it to grow? Do we want the podcast to influence more people? Yeah, we do. But only if that means more people learn about Jesus and the scriptures. But to me, that's really been the biggest challenge, is sort of the offline people that come and say, well, why do you even have a podcast? You know, why are you taking all the time to do that? Like, isn't that kind of a waste of time? Shouldn't you be talking to real people? And you're like, well, I'm pretty sure our listeners are real.
I do appreciate that you have pride in the fact that you've successfully fought pride and therefore are offended.
Now that I'm super humble, you know, actually, I want to teach a class on it.
Humility and How I Achieved It by Al Desjardins. Oh,
that's right. The big picture of me.
Forward by Al Desjardins.
Edited by Al Desjardins.
A self-published novel.
By Al Desjardins.
All the comments on the back. An excellent book, Al Desjardins. A wonderful read, Al Desjardins. Changed my life, Al Desjardins.
The greatest challenge for me is that this is too much fun. It's interesting that you, because Al, you've said a couple of times from time to time that you've got some negative feedback. I've never heard anything negative, which maybe just means I've been fortunate and it's all come in this season, so. But, you know, there's so many people, and I think this is a real issue that's actually worth addressing. I've had people, none of the core group of my current church ministry, in case any of them are listening, but people in the past who have come up to me after I preach a sermon and have said something like, I would say that that was a really good sermon, but I don't want you to get a fat head. Yeah. And, you know, in pastoral ministry, I think I get about 100 criticisms for every positive thing that I ever hear. You don't hear the good things. You hear complaints about that music was too loud for the people sitting in the choir loft. That carpet is too ugly. That children's ministry is too loud. That service went too long. You hear all of the complaints all the time, and it can be emotionally draining and can kind of get you down, although we understand it, and we understand many times people are pretty sincere, actually trying to be sort of helpful.
Well, that's the hard part, is that they are so darn sincere. You know, I'm a pastor, you know, I know you just preached and that you're literally sweating and panting from coming off there. The service hasn't ended and the piano's still playing, but I really need to address with you an important problem about how the toilets currently running, and I'm really worried about the bills and the church and how much money we're spending on water. Could we talk about that right now at the door while shaking hands, Pastor?
And then the next person comes out and says, I tell you your sermon was good, but I don't want to give you a big head. So, you know, it's the kind of thing where, you know, it's hard to take praise as well, because you don't preach sermon to hear that you're a good speaker. What you want to hear is, boy, the Lord really touched me through that. That's going to change my thinking. But the idea is, I always tell people is, don't ever be afraid to give me a compliment. I could use it.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you're listening and you're, you know, whatever church you're going to, and you want to say something to your pastor that's a positive compliment, he'd appreciate it.
And to make that even more practical, it's really weird for a preacher to hear good sermon, pastor. We have no idea what that means. Yeah. So if you were to actually grab a point out of the sermon and say, you know what, this point will be really helpful to me, you will change their week, probably their month, if you say that.
And you'll get a series of sermons on that point for them.
So even if you didn't stay awake for the whole sermon, just say...
Yeah, just a point. Yeah.
Doesn't even matter. Point number two was amazing.
Yeah. Your opening illustration right before I nodded off, really meaningful.
At one point, my sleep apnea woke me up, and I heard this great illustration from you that really changed things.
I want to just briefly share a little bit of what we're going to be doing next year. So we're trying to line up special guests every month, and we got a few that are verbally saying they're in. One of them I'm really excited about is someone I know here who is a former pastor, who was a former member of parliament, and is an elder at my church, and he's going to come talk to us a little bit about politics and being a Christian in that. And
perfect. And, good time of year to do it, too.
Good time of year. You know, October 19th, I believe, is the important day here in Canada for the federal election, so... You know, we'll try to have different people in ministry, such as youth pastors. Hopefully we'll have someone that speaks to women's ministry in this next year. There's different people out there we're talking to, and, you know, maybe other people that are specialists in certain topics. Like Chad brought on his brother this last year. It was one of my favorite episodes, actually, with talking about the Psalms with Wyatt. And I want us to continue with people that are passionate and are really informed on certain topics. Yes.
On that note, we also have a partnership that is sort of gestating right now with gotquestions.org, which may or may not, we're hoping it will, but they will be sending us some really great special guests that know lots about the Bible and current issues, and we're really hoping that's going to work out. It's pretty preliminary, and they haven't made any commitments, but right now it looks really good to have some really, really neat guests on that will be able to teach us a lot about that kind of stuff.
And we appreciate the resources that they provide as well. It's
absolutely.
For a summary answer, anyway, to burning questions. However, we should emphasize, one of the things that I'd like to say for this year, I'm really looking forward to hearing more of people's questions. And we've got some resources like our speakpipe.com, and it's all linked on our website, carnivoretheology.com, easy to find. It's really fun questions. For us to do this show when we know we're helping people.
Yeah.
And hearing from you is really, really encouraging and fun and valuable, and it moves the conversation forward. Steve can only think of so many questions about his beard, and then we need something else to go with. That's so right. We had a lot of questions come in last year that we addressed, and we're really hoping you'll bring more. Mm-hmm. We are pleading for your questions.
Please, yes.
We want the listeners to help drive the content of Carnivore Theology. We want what's relevant to you, what's important to you, and I see this as a resource. You got two pastors here who are going to take time to answer questions. And not often are you able to call up your pastor and say, I want a half-hour, 20-minute sermon on this exact topic. And this is your opportunity for that.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
And we want to thank everyone who did write to us or go through SpeakPipe last year.
Okay, so we are going to talk about some big topics this season. I think we're going to hit abortion. We're probably going to hit women in ministry in the church. We're going to hit atheist pastors. We're going to hit some big topics this year.
Controversial topics.
Oh, no. I've decided just now. This is the formal announcement of topics I'm deciding we're going to talk about.
Excellent.
Yeah. I want to do these things, man. We got to hit some big ones.
Oh, go ahead, Steve.
I was going to say, we're going to keep on hitting current topics.
Yeah.
Sometimes they might be just things to make you think a little differently about a topic that's in the media, or it might be really tough stuff to walk through. And we really want your prayers around those topics, because it's I find it a little bit scary at times saying some of this stuff and recording it and putting it out online. And I find that, actually, I do have fear about that. So at the same time, I know that God has called me to this ministry right now, and I'm passionate about it. So
I've gotten it. I've gotten people that have contacted me and told me that they don't like me. They don't want me to be. They wouldn't want me to be their pastor because of what I've said on the podcast.
Oh,
so that's something that's happened. Yeah, I mean, but our mission statement, right? Like we talked about, you know, why do we do this? Our mission statement, which we say, Steve says at the beginning of every episode, it really is why we do this. We want to see in our nation, in our churches, people growing. There is a void of biblical knowledge out there, a void of biblical thinking, and people barely even know the basics anymore. This podcast is meant to help people think biblically about what's going on around them, right? That's what our mission is on this thing. We want to see people move from milk to meat, to go beyond the basic mm-hmm. concepts. Yeah, we want to teach basic concepts, but we want to go beyond that and put the boots to what they're learning. We want to see people look at current events and hot topics with wisdom. We want people to become thinking Christians.
As Steve constantly reminds us, we want people to become Christ-changing followers of the world.
I won't live that down ever, will I?
Ever. Not ever. Nope. Not when you do it three times in a row. No.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. One of the last things I wanted to say is we're really excited that we're going to be traveling to all kinds of interesting places this year. We love it when we walk into like a coffee shop in some obscure little town in the Yukon or out in Quebec, and we're wearing our Carnivore Theology, you know, shirts and our Carnivore Theology like crested leather jackets, and the responses we get—it's great. I love
it. Typically, Al's legion of fans greet us wherever we go, and they say, "Oh, Al, it's so good to meet you, and you must be Steve and the other guy."
And the other guy. Well, it's actually really funny because there's this distinct group on one side that comes rushing at us, and it's, you know, the fans. It's my fans, obviously. But yeah. Then on the other side is the torches and the pitchforks running down the opposite side of the road, which are my not-so-much fans, you know? So, yeah, I get that. Now, can we – this is not planned, but can we just clarify for all of our listeners what we're talking about when we talk about – going places, okay? So there's been some confusion about this. So we want you to understand, this is very, very, very key, okay? If you go to our YouTube site, you'll see that we're actually in three different locations. We are actually, one of us is in Carleton Place, Ontario. Steve is in
Vancouver Island.
And Chad is in
a secret location known only to law enforcement personnel.
Calgary, okay? So he's out there. And so what we do is we come up with these ideas that have to do with the episode, that have to do with the concept, and then we pretend for fun, like a skit, to introduce this concept for because we find it interesting, entertaining, and hopefully thoughtful. Chad, you explained it really good to your kids. Can you tell them what you said to your kids?
I believe I said, no, Daddy did not go to Chuck E. Cheese without you.
After they freaked out on you.
What? You should have seen, we did an episode where we pretended that we were recording at Chuck E. Cheese, and I started playing the episode, and both kids, mouths dropped open, eyes went wide, and they said, "Why didn't you take us?" I said, "Kids, remember when Daddy said, I'm going to my office to record my podcast, please stay quiet, and then I came out of my office and talked to you again. You remember that I did not drive anywhere?" And they said, "Yeah." "So how do you think I went to Chuck E. Cheese?" Now, the young boy, he didn't know what was going on. But my daughter, she said, "Were you pretending?" I said, "Yeah." "Oh!" And then she thought it was great fun.
There you go. It's just pretend for fun. And this is the last time we're going to tell you, because from now on, you're going to all believe it's true.
I can honestly say that's been one of the toughest parts for me is some of people I know and that I've listened to it that are of an older generation, and they find satirical humor a bit hard to process. And I'm glad that I've had those questions, and I had to defend the honor of Carnivore Theology. But it's okay. It's okay.
If Chad, Steve, and Al were told we weren't allowed to be sarcastic, and we weren't allowed to be bombastic, and we weren't allowed to be funny, but we only had
then
to talk
Al couldn't
Bible,
be on the podcast anymore.
I wouldn't be on the podcast anymore.
Yes, and then you just have the boring version of Chad.
There is a distinctly different version of Chad. When he flips it on, man, and he gets the suit going, man, it's something. But he's a good guy when he's wearing the golf shirt. He really is.
Yeah. Yeah, I know some people in this congregation, so I've heard all about the suit version of Chad and the Charlie Brown.
Not like Charlie Brown's teacher, that's right.
Okay, we will stop. I'll stop making fun of you guys because it's gonna be a long season. Long season if you're out to get me. So
this is how we're gonna kick it off. Just make all three of us feel terrible. So,
you're gonna leave me in. You're gonna leave me at every location you possibly can. I know that's coming. So I've attached GPS markers to keychains now, so I can hopefully find my way out and home and all that. So thank you. Any last things either you want to say before we wrap this up?
Go ahead, I was going to say I'm very much looking forward to the many exotic locations that we will be virtually going to and the many exotic places and ways in which we'll lose Steve this season.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, and I want to say, please send out your stuff. We want to hear your questions. We want to hear your suggestion. Give us a location suggestion where we can go and meet. We would love to do that, and it might be a lot of fun. So just, we really want to interact with you guys. So please do send us emails, send us SpeakPipe, go to our Facebook page. Do all these things because we want to get to know you better, and we want to serve you better in the podcast.
I can't stress that enough, that we want to be listener-driven in our content. And we love the questions, and they've driven a lot of podcasts this last year. But we want that to be a regular thing, that we're trying to serve you through this meeting. I'm going to run out of questions eventually. I really am. I know I'm really clueless, and I have lots of questions about everything in the world, but I might eventually run out.
But I don't think the news is ever going to run out of things for us to talk about.
No, and I think there's going to be a lot more in the future. There's going to be, you know, we're going to probably have very consistent current events episodes. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Chad?
Thanks to everybody for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we look forward to season two.
Gracias.
This has been Carnivore Theology with Chad, Al, and Steve. Thank you for listening today as we reflected on the last year and look forward to season two. To find out more about Carnivore Theology, or if you have any topics or questions you want us to cover on upcoming episodes, let us know by visiting us on our website, www.carnivoretheology.com, or leaving a message on our SpeakPipe page, www.speakpipe.com/carnivoretheology. If you like what we're doing, please like us on Facebook, rate and subscribe to us on iTunes, or subscribe to our YouTube channel. We encourage you to connect with your local biblical church and keep your eyes on the cross.
Let me, Steve actually sent over a list of upcoming episodes that he's proposed, so I should just, let me see. Why Steve is really, really good looking. Why Steve's beard is so much better than all of your beards.
Hmm.
Why Steve should be sent free cards to Starbucks. This is an interesting list we have coming up this year.
I'm curious.
I'm pretty excited about
continue,
it.
Should we continue this policy of allowing Steve to pick the questions? I'm not sure that's the best idea.
Well, it's always up for discussion. You
know. It could be Tim Hortons. You know, it could be Tim Hortons.
It could be Tim Hortons.
It might be a small, you know, locally roasted coffee company. I'm okay with those too. So.
That's humility. That's just humility.
You know, my personal preference is black and white coffee, brewed in the Cowichan Valley.
For any of our listeners who would like to send Steve a gift card, you now know exactly what to do.
I'm pretty sure our listeners are real.
Yeah. That, you know, I think the Honda robot is listening now, too.
but not the hitchhiking robot. He, unfortunately...
No. He's dead.
Not anymore. No. Maybe we lost a subscriber.
I think he was one of our key subscribers.
I think he was, actually.
You know, it's actually interesting to me that you're...
Actually, if you noticed, he may have committed suicide when we went off the air. For a little while there. That could have been true. Just...
That was during
our... handle it without us.
Maybe he should... edited that out later. Okay, Chad. You know, it's...
But federal elections don't really affect us, right? Because we live in provinces.
Yeah.
I don't know who lives in federal, but they should worry about that sort of thing.
Yeah, in the District of Ottawa.
Hey, wait a minute. I live in federal.
Oh, right!
You know,
election. I see, okay.
I can't afford my neighborhood pools if y'all don't send me your money, okay?
It's pretty...
Our new revisited webpage.
Yeah. Okay. Al did an awesome job with the webpage, too, and his beard is beautiful and shimmers like Mount Hebron's oil or something. Okay, now.
Thank you. That's appropriate.
I don't want to thank those who called into SpeakPipe to say they were not my brother not writing to ask a silly question.
You're not allowed to call us hosers.
Yeah, you're not allowed to call us hosers. Al wears a lot of hosiery, but he's not a hoser.
No, but I keep that under the desk. Okay?
Oh, right. I wasn't supposed to mention that, was right. I?
No.
And send us questions. We love it.
Questions, 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 questions.
Anyongi kaseo.
Yeah, we're going to figure out that stroke in a minute. Okay. Bye.